Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, I told you about, I don't know, 6 7 months ago, I really felt the surge in energy of a victory. I'm not sure what went on or what happened, but I felt an even bigger one this morning. I think you can feel it. You can see it. We're really, in an arm wrestling contest, we're starting to really rip the arm off the opponent. And they're going to pull a lot of nasty stuff. Hell, they might release a super bio weapon. They've already got us primed for lockdown for that. But humanity is awakening and getting right with God, and that's what really matters. And evil is not arrogant anymore, and it's not on the march. It's still running things and stole all the money and able to dominate and able to do this bad stuff, but the tide is turning. I was out in Florida a few months ago on a quick vacation with the family, and we were out on this little island. We rented a pontoon boat, and I was out there with an anchor. We were snorkeling around, my daughters and I. My son, you know, he's moved out now. He didn't want to go hang out with us. It's okay. And you know, 18, man, they get quick fast. And they, you know, they said, hey, at about, you know, 2 o'clock, tide's gonna go out. And man, sure enough, I barely got the engine started and out of there before the tide went out. And we would have been stuck on that sandbar until, I guess, the next day or whatever when the tide came in. But that's what's happening is the tide was going this way, and then the last couple of years it kind of got in that point. There's a point when you're out there and there's not a current suddenly, and then all of a sudden it goes, and then it just speeds up. And by the time I turned that pontoon boat on and got the anchor out, it was like, foot and a half of water. It had been like 5 feet just an hour before. And I was going against the current to go back out of that area, and I was just barely getting out of there. Globalists aren't going to escape this. I mean, they're freaking in trouble, baby. And because, you know, the real fight is always between good and evil, and it's in each one of our souls is where the real fight's happening. And so there's big problems on the horizon in AI and the New World Order and fentanyl and the Chi-Coms. But, I mean, this battle, this war right now, I mean, the globalists are scared, man. They were arrogant. They thought they were invincible. Now, as soon as Pelosi and Biden are gone and those old skeletons are gone, you'll have some younger, smarter, more cunning globalists to deal with. And that's another thing. I mean, it's like Trump said last week. He's saying exactly what I'm saying. It's like, this should be easier to do. My God. I mean, these people want to screw you over, man. They really hate you. They're totally in bed with foreign countries with one-sided deals. And Trump's like, I don't even blame China now. They don't even get most of the money. These jerks get it. It's like Trump said. He said, I could raise billions of dollars for my campaign. These people want me to call up. They want me to sell out. But if I call up a big corporation and they give me $50 million, I got to do what they want. That's why Joe Biden's been way outperforming Trump in money. And Joe Biden's like, you're with Wall Street. You are taking money from the Chinese. And Trump specifically, and it's all true, goes, yeah, we were looking at starting a business over there in 2013. It didn't work out. 2015, it was closed. He didn't tell you the last part that was a failure. Because, you know, about half of what Trump does is a failure. That's the way it is with any business. I mean, hell, if only half your business is failure, you're doing really well. It's like, oh, he declared bankruptcy 3 times on 3 companies in the same year. I mean, you know most movies are a failure, right? You know Hollywood creates a corporation for every movie. You know Steven Spielberg, even though most of his movies are, quote, successful, he's had a bunch of bankruptcies. They bankrupt the film. That's how if you're a, quote, Hollywood star, but you sign on for a percentage, you never get it. Or in music, because the record company can just mess with the numbers and say it wasn't profitable. But I'm digressing. When we return, I'm going to hit Just the incredible news is breaking. Give the number out. Take your calls. Catherine Austin Fitz is joining us again. She knocked it out of the park when she was on a few weeks ago. So much is just coming down right now. It's on. Stay with us. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October. No more borders. There are no more nations. And sure, those countries, those borders, those nations have had their problems. But what is it being replaced with? Oh, globalism, which means kumbaya and love. But it doesn't mean that. It means authoritarianism, AI control, absolute enslavement. You know, TV viewers see one set of ads, video ads, radio listeners hear audio ads and little news pieces we do and little vignettes and commentary, because all the other talk show hosts run ads during their breaks, and our local stations do that, but I run commentary mainly. And I was driving in this morning, and I was just thinking about what a great job President Trump did last night in that debate. And just how proud I am of Trump and how I understand everything he does and I understand why he does what he does. And I'm just really synced up with the president. It's amazing. I don't think I've ever been synced up with anybody like this. Something's going on here. This is God. I know you feel it and see it too. And you always have those lingering doubts because you're so used to being lied to and so used to being screwed over and so used to fraud that when the real thing finally happens, you just can't believe it. And instead of hating my enemies, well, and I do hate them. It's not good to operate off hate. We do this because we love our children. We love our country. And just in that moment, I was thinking I was going to cut a minute about Trump's accomplishments and, you know, how he's surrounded, how we need to pray for him. And then I was just thinking about how thankful I am to God for President Trump and for you, that I just burst out crying. And not tears of pain, but tears of joy that there's not just evil in this universe. Now, let me give you the bad news, though, because Trump's going to win in a landslide, but the fraud's so high that they had a chance of making it look like he might have lost. Just gut level, thousands of data points, research, the spirit, you know, you can't quantify wisdom. Last night was such a devastating victory. And it was so obvious to everyone that you could spiritually feel, even the moderators and the reporters have to act like they hate Trump. You could just feel America completely seeing what was real and what was fake. And when Trump points at him and says, look at your politician answers. Those are sick. People don't want your crap. They want to have a good life and not be lied to anymore. And it was just so damn true, man. That's why I love the truth so much. I'm a very truthful person. But I've lied to cops when they pulled me over, you know, 20 years ago, whatever. Do you have any beer in there? Oh, no, officer. Have you been drinking? Oh, no, certainly not. Okay, you can go. Cops pulled me over. You've been drinking? Yeah, I had a half bottle of wine. Boom, you're arrested. I love the truth so much now that it's actually become like a problem. Because in the Bible, there's times when the, you know, Israelites go in to spy on somebody because they're trying to defeat their enemy, and they lie. And there's times, you know, you didn't see Jesus lying, though. And I'm not saying I'm Christ-like. I'm just getting to the point where I'm losing the capacity to lie. And And that's why they say Trump lies all the time. Remember at first, oh, he's crazy, but he does what he says he'll do. He doesn't lie. It's neurotic how he doesn't lie. It's the opposite. That's why a bunch of the speech, you go, well, to be honest, the Democrats also have supported this policy, which is a good one. You know, and he doesn't even want to give them that, but he doesn't want to train his mind in lies. Because when you train your mind in lies, it messes with your processing. It corrupts your brain. When you tell somebody a lie, you know what? Instead of lying sometimes, if something's uncomfortable, bad, I just don't say anything. I'm not talking. So we have the Fifth Amendment. And I don't mean to talk about myself. I'm just talking about the journey everyone's having. And I have a soul. You have a soul. And my gauge of what's going on is big, gigantic victory last night. And we shouldn't be ashamed of Trump, our champion. And we shouldn't be ashamed of what God's given us. I mean, can you imagine if Hillary had been in for 4 years, where we'd be? They had this COVID thing planned. They had all the race riots planned. And then she was going to orchestrate this whole thing and totally split this country, even worse than Barack Obama did. That's their mission from the Chinese, is to demoralize us and turn us against each other. And their plans are burning down in front of us. And watching Joe Biden culturally, spiritually, intellectually bleed out last night was a beautiful thing. I do not want anything physically to happen to him. I want him politically annihilated. Because he is literally the example of an arrogant, corrupt lawyer who thinks this, you know what, doesn't have a stench, and who's been pissing in the face of this country for 47 years. And I relish getting this guy off our back. I relish it. But you got to vote. You got to get others to vote. You got to be vigilant. Because they're going to activate race riots. They're going to say Trump really lost, or that it's contested, that he won't let them count all their ballots. They'll have Democrat blue states do it. And then they're going to hit the power grid and say the Russians did it. In fact, they're going to hit the power grid and the stock market if Trump's people aren't able to stop them. And I'll tell you, because the enemy already knows this, a lot of systems in the days up to the election after, they're bringing in extra engineers and people to try to take them offline. Like, you saw how the Russians took their internet offline a few months ago, and they're talking about doing it during the U.S. election because they want to just be able to shut the internet off outside of Russia, meaning outside stuff can't get in. That way people can't claim their networks are doing things, and they also see a massive cyber attack coming that can shut down civilization. The Russians aren't stupid. And so if you study the type of attack profile the globalists are going to launch, it'll be saying Russians brought down the U.S. power grid. A false flag on the Russians. That's the next move. So race war, cyber attack, massive one blamed on the Russians, plunging the stock market, political assassinations. I mean, these people have never gotten in trouble for what they've done. So the good news is Trump did a great job. He's great. People are waking up. The enemy isn't going to give up. I mean, they're not going to give up. If one thing, they don't give up. And we should open the phones up and ask, what do you think they're going to pull? They're going to pull false flags. People try to truck bomb Biden. Hell, they might kill Biden to make him a martyr because he's such a loser. That's the only way to save a loser who's politically dead, is to kill them, and then you can have them resurrect, like the phoenix. Not literally, but metaphysically. So, yeah, they might kill Biden. Oh, yeah. They might assassinate Biden. They're definitely going to attack the power grid and the internet. Because if there's an internet kill switch, which they already have in place, selective censoring is not going to work enough for them. They want to cripple things to create a sense of confusion, sense of desperation. And then they plunge the stock market 10, 15,000 points, you know, right before Thanksgiving, or maybe right after Thanksgiving. Now, they'll probably do it before Thanksgiving because they're going to want you to, while they're contesting the election, to go home and be all freaked out and scared. Yeah, that's what they'll do. Probably got a Ryder truck loading it up with AMFO right now. I'm sure they do, but they do. Of course they do. I mean, they've always got a bunch of these little hamsters running around in hamster wheels because they've never gotten in trouble and they got all this stolen trillions of dollars. Oh, yeah, the police departments, the military's all ready for civil war and anarchy and race war and all this crap that, oh, Jones is crazy. He says coming towards the election, the left's going to try to trigger civil war. Boy, those two-year-old headlines didn't age too well, did they? But see, that's what it is when you're over the horizon. Radar over the horizon. I see over the horizon, which is not hard. These people have a damn playbook. They've done it all over the place, and they always war game it in think tanks. So I'm like, hey, look, the Atlantic Council's war gaming 3 years ago, a civil war in a contested election if Trump wins. Oh, and then 3 years later, John Podesta is in the emails and is in the phone records at a phone conference at the DNC saying we'll have the states secede and have a race war. I mean, it's just like, I mean, if I was on the phone to the Republican Party going, and then we're going to secede, and we're going to have a race war, and we'll make things so bad they'll have to call in the military. I mean, they'd be like, hey, Mr. Jones, please come with us. I mean, this is like way beyond blowing up the Hoover Dam or something. I mean, this is blowing the whole country up for the Chi-Coms, all because Hollywood has a weird hatred of the country, and so they want to just fetish, and they all want to screw our kids. I mean, screw these people, man. You want us to go to hell? You go.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
The man.
When the man.
You know, Trump gets reelected, it's going to be the man coming around, folks. We're going to be taking action as well.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
The left said they're going to persecute us.
The terror.
Take our speech and put us in prison. We're not going to take their speech.
Will you partake of that?
We're going to put them up on the stand in front of a jury of their peers.
Or
we're going to convict them.
Into the potter's
we're going to send them to prison. The man comes around.
When the man comes around.
All right. I want to give the number out and take calls.
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers.
The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Specifically on last night's debate, what did you think of it? I thought it was devastating. And, yeah, it was somewhat rigged, and she interrupted Trump more, and but it was like, you know, barely rigged. Not like just ridiculous like Chris Wallace or the town hall. Those were like cartoon level, and the system knew it backfired. Those debates hurt the system. But last night, Trump was so real, so on his feet, and just getting at a level of just genuineness, like really hitting his stride. He's a very genuine person. Sometimes he overdoes it, just like I do or you do. He was just like, you know what? I love this country. I'm going to do a good job. I've done a good job. You're a monster. And I can't believe you're up here. And then Biden was just saying the most insane stuff. Like, you put kids in cages. My God, that's been debunked for 3 years. That was Biden and Obama. Simply incredible that they would try stuff like that. Let's go to the clip, though, where, again, Biden says, I've never taken money from a foreign country. Ladies and gentlemen, he's on record after he was vice president being a foreign lobbyist. And that's just on its face a lot, but he meant in the way Trump's saying, oh, no, you mean all those payoffs? Oh, no, those went to your brothers and your sons, your dirty family. So go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Security.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever.
So, Trump went on to explain that we opened a business there. Never got off the ground. It was closed in 2015. Incredible. Meanwhile, who is the big guy Hunter Biden refers to in lucrative China pitch that interested him and his family? And they took the money. So the house of cards is coming down. Now, what clip should I go to next? Yeah, let's go to the one where he talks about kids in cages, because that really says it all. Number 16. Let's go ahead and roll this in. And it went on and on, so I can't play the whole thing. But Trump hit him. I counted it last night. 5 times with, you put him in the cages. I got rid of the cages. You're a liar. Those photos are with Obama. And the media, Biden should be done right there. But the media will not call him on that. Here it is.
Parents. And it makes us a laughing stock and violates every notion of who we are as a nation.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
They did it
We changed the policy.
Your response
they
to that?
They did it. We changed. They built the cages. Who built the cages, Joe?
Let's talk about what we're talking about. Let's talk about what we're talking about. What happened? Parents were ripped. Their kids were ripped from their arms and separated. And now they cannot find over 500 of sets of those parents, and those kids are alone. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. It's criminal. It's criminal.
Then Trump goes into what's criminal is millions of people trying to bring their kids up here, but in most cases, the kids go over dozens of times and are used as a human shield to get them in. That's on record. It turns out the 500 aren't kids that they didn't find their parents. That's not true. It was children kidnapped so young that, when they took them from smugglers, they don't know who their parents are. And who allowed that? Who said, bring kids and you get in? Barack Obama 10 years ago. And, of course, there's an InfoWars.com article. Liberals are so stupid. Leftists are so disconnected from reality. They've never been on a farm or ranch. They thought that Trump meant children were riding on coyotes. When I saw that last night, I said, they said, oh, my God, he's not going to, that's the name of human smugglers is a coyote. Yeah, put that headline back up. That is so crazy. The blue check marks are like, he's crazy. Coyotes don't bring kids into the United States. People do. That's what they're called, you dumb bastards. See, you leftists are the dumb idiots, not the military that, you know, that Biden called dumb bastards to their face. You know, Trump calls them dumb bastards behind their back. And it's like, wait, that's exactly what you call them. I mean, these people are incredible, folks. Let me see that headline again. That's amazing. And then scroll through some of the tweets there for TV viewers. But just imagine, liberal politicians, journalists, and blue check marks thought Trump meant actual coyotes are smuggling children across the border. Scroll through that. It's a Kellyanne Brain article. Wow. After President Trump said coyotes, they thought it was an actual animal, an actual canine. The man said coyotes. And they say, oh, he's completely insane. Wow, he's crazy. Wow. Gosh, think about how dumb these people are. Because they grow up in high-rise buildings. They go work in a pod at Big Tech. They drink Starbucks coffee. And, I mean, listen, I love New Yorkers. And a lot of New Yorkers have been in the military, and they've lived here and there, and they know stuff. You know, hardworking New Yorkers. But when you get around the trust fund kids, and you get around the L.A. trust fund kids, they think in Texas we have outhouses and ride horses to work. People get to like, what the hell? Texas has, like, spacecraft and rocket launching bases and superconducting supercolliders and giant factories. And what the hell's going on here? Because they think if you have a Texas accent or a Southern accent, you have a low IQ. Again, that's idiocy. I don't think if somebody has a New Yorker accent, they're stupid. Now, they're a young trust fund kid. They probably are very, very stupid. So how did those coyotes get all those kids past the wall? It's got Wile E. Coyote from Warner Brothers. And they're all so stupid, none of them even know what fools they are. See, that's the thing about an invincible mass of idiocy. Invincible ignorance is a term I coined 20-something years ago. They're so ignorant, you can't even get through to them. And they love whatever the BS is so bad that they never understand how they were wrong. And Trump even said, you know, the coyotes, the smugglers. In fact, guys, there's a fuller clip of that. Get Trump's full response to kids in cages. I want to play that. Because I want to play where he says, coyotes, you know, the smugglers. He even knows they're that stupid. He even goes, oh, I just use a technical term. They won't know what that is. Wow. 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 I mean, just wow. And he goes on and on. We've got so many other clips. I want to take your calls. And I want to get into the next big shoe to drop, or the next big balloon to go up, the next red flag. All these whistleblowers that are in the emails coming out about Hunter Biden and the big guy involved in absolute bribery. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming up in just a few minutes, your calls with the Queen of Conspiracy calling from Pennsylvania, Mike in England, Jesse in Missouri, Brian in New Hampshire, in New York, Bob in Michigan, and others. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very, very honored and pleased to be here with you today. Here is again the coyote smuggler clip that the left, mainstream news, everyone is saying Trump says wild dogs or a diminutive form of wolf that is in North America, the coyote, is actually taking children across. You thought storks deliver children. Now wolves deliver children. I guess at Little Red Riding Hood, they try to eat children. When everybody knows, I thought everybody knew, that meant a smuggler. Here's what the president actually said.
Mr. President, your administration separated children from their parents at the border, at least 4,000 kids. You've since reversed your zero-tolerance policy, but the United States can't locate the parents of more than 500 children. So how will these families ever be reunited?
Children are brought here
by coyotes and lots of bad people, cartels, and they're brought here, and they used to use them to get into our country. We now have as strong a border as we've ever had. We're over 400 miles of brand new wall. You see the numbers, and we let people in, but they have to come in legally, and they come in through
America. But how are you reuniting these kids with their families?
Let me just tell you,
Mr. President.
They built cages. You know, they used to say, I built the cages. And then they had a picture in a certain newspaper. And it was a picture of these horrible cages. And they said, look at these cages. President Trump built them. And then it was determined they were built in 2014. That was him.
Do you
they
have a plan cages. To reunite the kids?
Yes, we're working on it very, we're trying very hard. But a lot of these kids come out without the parents. They come over through cartels and through coyotes and through gangs.
Vice President Biden, let me bring you into this conversation. Quick response and then another question to you.
These 500 plus kids came with parents. They separated them at the border.
That's not true.
To make it a disincentive.
People claiming to be, and most of the time it wasn't true, they're kidnapped kids from south of Mexico a lot of times that they use over and over again, man. Man goes, hey, man. Hey, man, you're the liar. And a bunch of them got smuggled and ended up dead. And then it's on your hands and your dirty, filthy family. I love that. Somebody's going to beat Trump's ass. How about we let those two have a cage fight? Both give them baseball bats. I'm so sick of these lying pieces of crap, man. But we want to keep Hunter and Joe alive long enough to stand trial, don't we? We don't want anything to happen to a hair on their chinny chin chin. I'm going to play a few more clips. I'm going to go to your calls. Let's just play these back to back. They're all amazing. President Trump officially brings up emails found on Hunter Biden's laptop, and then Trump hits Biden on profits from China and Ukraine, which are not alleged. It's all right there. These are his emails. The witnesses have come forward that have the other copies on the other end. Here it is.
But you were getting a lot of money from Russia. They were paying you a lot of money, and they probably still are. But now, with what came out today, it's even worse. All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening, and it should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people. Why is it? Somebody just had a news conference a little while ago who was essentially supposed to work with you and your family. But what he said was damning. And regardless of me, I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now. Make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
All right, gentlemen, I want to ask you.
He just destroyed him. And then Biden just lied. I've never gotten any foreign money. It just all right, let's go to your phone calls. And then coming up, I've got the really cryptic clip where he says, oh, you mean Operation Dark Winter. He's talking about COVID. And Biden, who's living 20 years ago, brings up a UN-US global tabletop exercise for global martial law, which was the precursor model of lockstep and then now COVID-19, Operation Dark Winter, which is a very cryptic threat at a false flag. And it's also connected to nuclear war when they use the term dark winter, because you get so much dust off the air, it causes a mini ice age. So very, very cryptic. Okay, thank you so much. Queen of Conspiracy was left online at the end of the show yesterday. We called her back when we said we would, then Mike in England. Queen of Conspiracy, thank you so much. Now, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, hi, Alex, and thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you since the late 90s, and I've always listened, but I never called in. And I'm in Pennsylvania, so I wanted to say that everywhere you go in Lackawanna and Luzerne County, it's all Trump signs. But it was like that in 2016, but yet somehow Lackawanna went blue. It's a mystery. But anyway, I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on the 20th Amendment, where basically the Democratic states, all they have to do is not certify the vote.
Well, that's their whole plan. And they've said they won't, and Pelosi can lead that and launch it at the state level. And they tried to not seat Trump before. You would hope that the Supreme Court would step in and stop it, which is pretty much what's going to end up happening. It's just that in that interim, the globalists, the Chinese are already targeting the power grid. They're already targeting the infrastructure, the cyber infrastructure, and they're attacking Americans, you know, just like we would carpet bomb the Nazis in response to their carpet bombing of London. They're just attacking everything. We're not just attacked every day by the Chinese. I mean, like a half billion attacks at a time. I mean, these are unprecedented level attacks right out of China. They're not even hiding where it comes from. They're hitting everything. I mean, they're hitting power plants. They're hitting local businesses. They're just savaging us right now ahead of whatever's coming. Because I believe all of these attacks are probes, and they're testing systems to see what's effective.
It just blows my mind that all the top alphabet agencies at the top, nothing's being done. And
because they took them the last 50 years and put them in there to not go after real crime.
So
they've created a lapdog system, and that's why these people are unable to respond to a real enemy, because they're trained to lay down. Does that make sense?
Well, what does Trump do, though? How do we take our country back before we reach a point of no return? It seems like that's where we're heading.
Well, you've done it, ma'am. You've supported us. I don't know how long. We're on air. We have a huge effect. Other independent groups do, and we've taken the power into our own hands and are not just sitting back and letting the corrupt outside system do this. And so you vote, you speak out, you say no, and if they kill the president or turn it into a hot war, then God knows we're going to have to study total resistance and carry it out. So we're not the ones that did this or the ones started it. I'm not looking for a fight. Believe me, I don't want one. But if they're looking for a fight, they came to the right place.
That we have you. I know you don't like being, thanked, but you're there.
Well, I thank God I'm here because of you. It's like the gravity of the sun holds Earth in place. Well, you guys are the sun. So it's just, I love you. I want you to know how important you are. It's not about kissing your butt either. It's about understanding. The listeners are the sun. You're the big enchilada. I'm just a little orbiting thing out here. And all I do is ping messages back. You're already thinking. That's all I do. I'm willing because I wanted to. I volunteered for this. I believed in you. I believe that we would defeat globalism if we sold freedom up against it. And it's happening. And so I'm fabulously pleased. I'm willing to die for this right now. I don't want to, but I'm just very happy. I just don't want people to think this is some great thing to do this. This is what you're supposed to do. Like you see a kid run on the road, you go stop him getting run over. Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Again, if you see a 3-year-old because mom had a stroke or fell asleep or has an epilepsy, whatever it is, mom or dad, is watching the kid, passes out, and the 2-year-old wanders out the street. That stuff happens. And it's happened to family of mine that's gone out and saved a kid or whatever. I mean, I saved a lady choking one time. I was a hero. I knew the Heimlich maneuver. I took it in swim team. They had the fire department come and do a 2-day course, and I learned it when I was 12 years old. And I mean, I knew it. And no one would help her. She's dying. She's turning purple. She's got bread in her throat. And they're going, call 911 like parrots. And I said, get out of the way. They're like, no, sir, you're not medically trained. This is the name. I go, yeah, I am. And I grabbed the lady and caught the thing up out of her. And she would have probably died. I wasn't a hero. I was competent. I was engaged. I was informed. I wasn't a spectator. But those people that all said don't help her, they're all maskies right now. They love their little diapers.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's a lot of breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. We'll just do that next hour and then continue with calls. And Catherine Austin Fitz, who was really informative, she was on a few weeks ago, so I wanted to get her back on to expand more on what's unfolding, get her take on the debate, and play some more of those clips as well. There's been another video that just came out. It's on Infowars.com. Intense video, cop shoots black man drawing presumed weapon in San Bernardino. There'll probably be riots over that. Even when a black cop shoots a black guy, pulls a gun on him, there's riots. It's just it's crazy. Because it creates the perception of, man, all the black men are being gunned down. Because about once a month, I see it on TV. You know, people die a day in car wrecks in a city like L.A.? What, like 30, 40? I mean, it's just crazy. And I'm not saying it's good when a cop shoots somebody. But the latest footage is it looks like he's pulling a weapon. What about where the black guy comes after the cop with a knife and is trying to stab him and people still rioted? Or the black guy shoots the white guy, the cop, the woman calls, the black lady calls the cops, he's beating her, he goes in the house, the guy shoots the cop, the guy shoots him back, and then they still rioted. It's just a mess out there, man. You could not get me to be a police officer. Period. It's always been a tough job, but it's just, God almighty. Talk about, because, I mean, now, if you shoot somebody and there's any question about it, you're going to prison if you're a cop. I mean, here's the deal. We've all been in fights, or most of us have. I had a dog bite me, not too bad, because I caught it right as it was doing it a few weeks ago. And I got mad. And I kind of wasn't thinking once I punched the dog in the face a few times and, you know, basically threatened to kick the guy's ass and he was smarting off. And I was like, God, why did I do that? Because it was the heat of the moment. I mean, I don't have those controls. And I just could not be a cop. The way they control themselves in situations is incredible. And I guess it's the training. And the danger every time people call you to their house where the husband and wife are fighting and breaking stuff, and then you're the bad guy? And you see where they, like, call the cops? Somebody will call the cops if their Wendy's hamburger isn't hot? And the cops will show up for that? Because by law they have to? All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I said I'd take your calls. Mike in England, you saw the debate last night. What did you think of it?
Well, hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. We want you to know we love you, and there's so many people that do love you, and thanks for the stickers. Trump did win last night. Yes, he wiped the floor with him, but it's not going to matter. But not if 100% of the Patriots don't get out and physically vote. And the reason is, I've got about three or four points, and they're all very pertinent. To, we got a constitutional crisis for both of the candidates. Biden is just not eligible for a security clearance. So, I mean, they got a problem on that. No one's talking about that. He's not eligible for security clearance whatsoever right now.
The man is an absolute just disaster. I mean, the amount of crime he's committed is unbelievable. I mean, he admits the crimes on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Harris, with the debate with Pence, she admitted that she's ineligible to be president. I don't know if you caught it. She said, well, my mom moved here, and then 2 years later, I was born. Well, you
that's
know,
right. If your mom's not born here, you got a problem.
Yeah. So she's ineligible. So they've got a train wreck altogether. Everybody must get out and physically vote. The reason is, you know why they have all these
ballots? She's saying she was in, Yeah, she was in another country, and then they moved here. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So she admitted on international television that she's not eligible. People may not understand it, but I'm in here in England, and I understand it because I have my children. And I know the details on that. So she's ineligible. So why are they stupid enough to put a train wreck for both of those on the ballot?
It's because they're so arrogant. They got away with murder for so long under Bush Sr., under the Clintons, under all of it. They got away with like 30 years of 40 years of whatever they wanted. So they're just not accustomed to ever having any opposition. And so that's why they screwed the pooch. And now they've got big tech and the media all censoring, all ganged up, and it's not working. And it's showing they're not as powerful as they thought they were. What was your other point, Mike?
Yeah, they're stupid. Everybody's got to get out and physically vote. The reason why we're finding so many ballots that are being trashed, legitimate ballots, is because they have to make room for all the fake, fraudulent ballots. So when they're stealing them, there's a purpose to it. And
by the way, I wasn't as smart as the old people who figured this out. I had this explained to me last week. Old folks figured out, oh, I got to go physically vote because the reason they sent out 80 million was when I mail mine in absentee, they're going to throw it away and forge my name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know why Trump isn't using the 14th Amendment because it's gone past it. I mean, they've made their intent clear that, like you say, this is war and the stakes are high. And I know you don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes, but it's getting a little bit close. And the fraud and the vote rigging is so intense.
Oh, I agree. It's too dangerous to wait after the election to indict all these people. This is absolutely high stakes, sudden death overkill. And I mean, everybody better be praying. So when I say, hey, it's great, Trump won the debate, America's behind him, but he's got to get past the fraud now. But I just saw that cherry on top. I could feel the spirit of America move even closer to Trump. You got all these big black icons coming out saying they're going to endorse Trump because they just know. They know Trump's not against them. They know Trump's trying to help everybody. And it's just time for folks to have some damn courage. That's why I've got stacks of articles every day I don't even have time to hit where you'll have somebody kicked out of college because they support Trump or somebody fired because they support Trump. Where's the civil right there? That you support the president, so you're fired? I mean, I had a bank account. I can talk about this now, and I appreciate your call, sir. God bless, Mike. For 20 years. Okay, I had my children's private bank accounts on there, TUTMA accounts, education accounts. Not a lot of money, but, you know, some money for college, or if they want to go, or medical stuff. And they called up, and they said, yeah, we don't want to be associated with you because you're with Trump. And I went in to close my main bank account, and they go, no, we don't want a relationship with you. We want your children's accounts closed. So talk about Nazi Germany. My children can't have bank accounts. My children in America in 2000. One of them's 3 years old. And they said, no, we do not want a relationship with you or your family. I said, well, thanks for telling me. That bank would put me in a concentration camp like that, folks. I mean, when they're telling you, we don't want your children's money, where are you? 14th Amendment allows the president to strip electoral college votes from states supporting censorship against voters. Enables mass arrest of mayors, governors, and judges who support BLM. Yeah, it's true. That's a bunch of Lincoln stuff, but that's where they're taking us. Yep. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Jesse in Missouri. Jesse, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I wasn't even going to call in until you did the man comes around thing there.
We love to have you, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Trump knocked it out of the park last night, home run after home run, and Plagiarist Joe was Plagiarist Joe. He did that in his campaigns in the 80s. He's well known for that. Biden care? I mean, come on.
He is so empty, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And he could have been an American leader. He could have been, but instead he runs around chasing money, just for money. As if his money will be worth anything if the country implodes. These are crazy people.
All the people have to do, YouTube search Joe Biden plagiarist and watch the top video. I've shared it so many times it covers it all. But Trump damn well better do what we all know that he should have done already. You know, I've been on the Trump train since day one, never faltered, never wavered. But we want him locked up, and he better do it.
Well, when he gets reelected, he says, and I believe him, he's firing Barr, and he's firing, he's firing him.
Yeah, but we don't have a recourse. Like, did he wait this long to help his reelection? I mean, I don't understand. What are you waiting on?
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, and God bless. Yeah, the video is plagiarism and Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign. I mean, he didn't just plagiarize what people said. He stole identities. He said he was Bobby Kennedy. He told the same stories about Bobby Kennedy, about himself, but with a different state, different place. And none of it was true. None of it. Not 1%. I mean, this guy is the father of lies. He's a devil. He's a lazy, cheating piece of crap. And look, I don't normally just mete out insults. I mean, Joe Biden is the perfect archetypal example of an empty fraud. And if you follow him, that's what you'll get. With Trump, I know why Trump did everything he's done. I would have, with my deep knowledge of this, and I do it all the time, but I do have deep knowledge compared to most people. I would have made basically the same decisions Trump made. Minus some of the Machiavellian stuff, which has worked like a charm. I mean, he derailed their whole gun thing doing that. Everybody's still pissed at him, but I know what he did. He reached out and told me what he did. So, it's incredible. It's unbelievable. I mean, Trump's a Jedi Master. We'll be right back with hour number three in your phone calls.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.